independent wrestling is pretty damn fucking cool.
We're sitting down in the spotlight and squared circle with Rhino.
We're trying to bring more awareness to the independent professional wrestling scene.
Undoubtedly thankful for anybody that just decided to tune in and actually liked us enough to keep listening.
You're tuned into a show of such thermonuclear awesomeness, your head might just implode into another quantum universe. That's right, it's Grapple Talk, the universal cure for boredom. Featuring Nicholas Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden. Stick around, you don't know what is going to be coming out of their mouth.
And welcome into Grapple Talk, episode number 97. What is up, ladies and gents? I missed last week. My name is Nick Ragnar, but I'm here this week with Jesse Von Ruden,
hey.
A.C. Riley, holding
Hi.
The fort down while the star was gone away at state football, guys. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, you must
that.
Have been Bangor's good luck charm.
I must have been.
Yeah.
That was my first time ever being at Camp Randall. That was super
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Huh. Pretty nice place, huh?
It is pretty cool. You know, like, there's not a lot of people there, and, you know, obviously media restrictions are a lot different for high school than they are for, like, a Badger game.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to, like, walk in the field. I pretty much walked around throughout the stadium. You know, I got to go in the tunnels and all that stuff. So it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool experience. You know, it's always kind of cool being a part of the media and getting to do stuff like that.
Did you feel, like, more of, like, a Aaron Andrews or Tony Siragusa doing that?
I felt more like a Pam Oliver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Credit Bill.
Yeah.
Credible.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad, I guess. Not good, though, either.
Oh, we got a good show, though, this week, guys. We're going to sit down with two of our good compadres from ACW.
Yeah, what are their names, AC Riley?
We're talking with Dylan Postel.
Nice.
And we're sitting down with also Josh Weimer, the two guys that are the ringleaders of ACW.
That joke will come around in about 10 minutes when we get to their interviews. But before we get to their interviews, we are going to talk about some upcoming shows.
Here are a few samples of some of the upcoming shows.
Thanks, Thomas. So first show on Slate for Friday. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this upcoming Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, also known as Black Friday. Not as huge as it used to be because now a lot of shops open on Thanksgiving, but that has nothing to do with what I'm about to talk
about.
And
plus with the rise of online shopping.
Right.
So.
We have our fifth annual Black and Blue Friday for Primetime Wrestling.
Primetime.
You can they have this on their Facebook page. You can bring Grandma, Grandpa, Uncle Joe, and Aunt Bessie. So if you have one of them.
What if you don't? Can you just bring your family?
I don't think so. I think it needs to be.
One of those four.
Yeah.
Just the checklist is like, let's see, do you have an Aunt Bessie? Nope. What about Uncle Jesse?
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Get out of here.
You're out of here.
Obviously, we're joking about that, so if you are listening to us and taking us very literal, that is not true. You can come to the show regardless of who you have in your family. On the card, you're going to see John Johnson taking on the Beer City Bruiser, Matt Winchester. Arya Daivari will also be in action, taking on Big Sepp, Darren Corbin, up against the Black Stallion. Also on the card, you'll see the primetime champion, Doug. Cody Rice also wrestling.
What's his last name?
It's just Doug.
It's Doug the Alien.
Farmer Frog will also be there. Mitch Paradise, Billy Blaze, and Ed Sharkey. They even have, this is a cool, because they have the refs actually featured for the night. It'll be Willie Mack and Jimmy the Ref. And MC Laszlo and Commissioner Sean will also be there. They got a full bar. Fat Lorenzo's, hot dogs, and also included our body slams. This show is going to be at the Bloomington Knights of Columbus, 1114 American Boulevard in Bloomington, Minnesota. This upcoming Friday show starts at 7. If you want to get some ticks, you can head to PT Wrestling. That's PTWRESTLING, if you don't know how to spell, .com, for the 5th Annual Black and Blue Friday. That is Prime Time Wrestling, guys. Going to be one hell of a show. You can also hit up Facebook page to, look up Black and Blue Friday. It's kind of cool if you go to their Facebook page, too. You can see some Darren Corbin promos on the show. And we obviously know Darren Corbin promos are some of the top-notch promos this area has to offer.
Well, another place you can check out a Darren Corbin promo is this Saturday for Pro Wrestling Battleground on the event page. That's this Saturday at 6 p.m. At the Willebsey's Blue Saloon, 1638 Rice Street, St. Paul, Minnesota. There's going to be the main event, a 12-man over-the-top Rice Street Rumble. Before the event, the wrestlers would draw their numbers of entry. Two wrestlers would start the match. Every 2 minutes, another wrestler will enter the ring. The only way to be eliminated is being thrown off the top rope to the floor. The winner will receive a championship match at an upcoming event. We've seen those rumbles before. We know how the rules go. Already entered in the event. You don't know that yet. Darren Corbin, The Prophet, Luther Wilson, Rock Solid Ross, The Angry Dragon, Connor Braxton, Stonehenge Joseph Wayne, and more will be announced soon. Battleground Championship on the line as the Husky heartthrob Cody Rice takes on the champ Ryan Cruz. Darren Corbin takes on Malachi Matthews. The anarchist Eric Hannon will be taking on the King of Throwdown Venom. Scott Storey will be taking on the extreme assassin Craven Knight. And Connor Braxton will be taking on the Prophet. Hmm. Doors open at 5:30. Bell time is at 6, as I mentioned. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids under 12. That's Pro Wrestling Battleground, the Rice Street Rumble this Saturday.
Wow, that should be a pretty good show as well. And big show coming up in Chicago. It's AAW, Pro Wrestling's Windy City Classic 11. That's right. They're on number 11 now. You can catch that Saturday. Doors open at 6. Bell time's at 7. It's going to be at the Logan Square Auditorium in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. You can purchase tickets online at AAW Wrestling. It's actually just AAW, and then you spell the rest of wrestling after that. You don't add another W. You probably get some different website. You don't want to go to that website.
So it's AA Wrestling.
It's AA Wrestling. Or AAA Wrestling. Depends on how you want to do it.
I
or Double A Wrestling, you know? If it,
Double A.
Yeah. Who's Double A?
Austin Aries.
I should just give him a spine buster right now. It's Arn Anderson. All right. Golden Circle tickets for rows 1 through 3. They come with a commemorative poster and a ticket as well. Sorry, guys. Front row is sold out. Second row, though, is $40. And they actually have two of those remaining.
I think you might want to double check that because I'm pretty sure that I think the event page might not be updated because last I saw that it's all sold out.
Well, thank you for the update information, AC Riley.
Hey,
all
no
right,
problem.
So all the show, like the first row, second, third, and third row are all sold out?
I'm going to double check, but last I saw...
Well, anyhow, you can get general admission tickets for $20.
If there are.
Well, you know, then why are we promoting prices for a show? If
Two third row tickets just became available.
So one and two? One and two?
People can't see what you're doing.
One and two? They totally can. One and two, one and two, one and two. All right, that's good. Anyhow, general admission tickets, if they're still available, are $20, which is a hell of a deal for the show you're about to see. The AAW heavyweight title will be on the line in a triple threat match as Ethan Page takes on Eddie Kingston and Trevor Lee. The tag team titles will be on the line as the Hooligans take on Ohio is for Killers. You're going to see the heritage title on the line as Lewis London taking on Alex Shelley. That should be a pretty good one.
Huh.
Pentagon Jr. of Lucha Underground fame will be taking on Chris Hero. Phoenix, also from Lucha Underground, will be taking on Tommaso Ciampa. Gregory Iron is in action against Christian Faith. And in a special grudge match, you're going to see Shane Hollister and Marcus Kane taking on Matt Cage and Tyson Dux. Plus ACH will be in action against Davey Vega. Plus Congo Kong's going to be there. Of course, guys, card is subject to change. You never know what might happen between now and Saturday. But you want to make sure you get your tickets, and if you're in Chicagoland, make sure you check out this show.
Now, as we mentioned, too, that those two third-row tickets are available. The rest of the show is currently sold out, but there might be tickets available. You know, as the card is subject to change, tickets are subject to change. People can cancel. You know, things might change at the last minute. But regardless, though, that's pretty
impressive. There's only two tickets left?
Currently. But at the same time,
there's no general admission tickets at all.
Currently, no. But at the same time, stuff might become available. We'll see when it comes closer to Friday. But same time, though, that's pretty awesome.
So when's this podcast going to be out, though?
It's going to be out on Thursday. It's going to be out on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
But still, I got to say, that's a
so if you can get a ticket for the show, be thankful.
Exactly.
Is that what you're
saying? Nice. You should be thankful. But at the same time, I think that's crazy and awesome that that AEW has a show that has sold out because
well,
you don't get that.
This is the biggest show of the year. This is one of the biggest shows you're going to catch in the Midwest.
Well, guys, that's not the only shows this weekend. We have a ton more in the Midwest area.
Always a ton of shows.
Hit up our Facebook page, The Grapple Talk, Twitter at The Grapple Talk, otherwise our website, grappletalkpodcast.weebly.com, the place to go to see all the upcoming show information in case maybe one of the three we talked about isn't in your neck of the woods and you can't make the drive.
That's true.
Cool.
A lot of driving happening, though, this weekend, though.
Well, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. I mean,
yeah, yeah, it's always crowded, so stay safe out there.
Are you going to Black Friday shop, Jesse?
No, I'm going to go to Blackout Thursday, actually.
Blackout Thursday.
Yeah, so we got that coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And also
Are you
going to
go Black Friday shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of deals going on. I know WWE.com's got one going on. ProWrestlingTees.com's got one going on. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot more of the independent providers, especially like IVP Video has one going on, maybe like RF or High Spots and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Uh-huh. You think a lot of wrestlers get gear during Black Friday?
Maybe. Where do you think they go? Like Menards?
To Menards?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Dick's Sporting Goods. Maybe they go get wrestling shoes or something.
I mean, Menards has sales.
Yeah.
You can save big money. Save big money.
And circus peanuts all the time.
At Menards.
Yeah.
And then on Black Friday, you say you double that, so you'd save big money. Save big money. Save big money.
And if you get the credit card, you get like you know, maybe like an extra 11% off, because they always do that as well.
Wow, you can really save big money. Save big money. Save big money. Save big money. Save big money at Menards.
Times five.
Yeah, see? So yep. It's a great thing.
I feel like so many people are just going to hear that, and now they're just going to be saying that over and over and over again. So
I don't. I feel like a lot of people probably listened to that, and they were like, off.
It's like, all right, fast forward that in the middle of the interview. I was like, ah, shit, they got to go back now.
That's well, what I mean,
it's not too hard to scrub back and actually catch the beginning of the interview, which is going to start here in just a matter of moments as we are putting the spotlight on ECW.
Yeah, should be a great time.
On ECW?
I said ACW.
You said ECW.
No, I'm pretty sure I said ACW.
Judges?
He said ACW.
Oh,
yeah.
Then fuck you both of you guys. It sounded like ECW premiere.
Well,
what do I know? I'm only across the table from you.
ECW.
AC.
See, it sounds kind of like EC, I guess, but it's AC. See?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
What do you think about that AC Riley?
Yeah.
Oh, you messed up my name. I'm so angry.
I'm so salty.
I'm so salty, AC Riley.
I can't be mad about people messing up my name because I messed up Dylan's name on accident.
Well, we're going to hear that in just a few moments. ACW, we're talking about the promotion that's been around for 2 years, our upcoming show on December the 4th. You're not going to want to miss it. One hell of an interview, two great guys. That's coming up next right here on Grapple Talk.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Darren Corbin. I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Brewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. And that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts. And that would be Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Rudin, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
Better life. 911. There's a guy here with a gun. Ma'am? Ma'am? Kids, get under the table. Kids, get under the table.
We're getting in reports from all around the globe showing the highest unemployment rates since the end of World War II. Many are losing their jobs, their homes, and in many cases, their home.
This is Stacey Shadows.
We've said it numerous times that Stacey Shadows is one bad bitch.
And you're listening to Grapple Talk, the best indie wrestling podcast right now known to man.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media. Create your legacy.
Hi, this is Corey from Independent Wrestling Apparel. Are you an independent wrestler trying to get t-shirts made or hosted online for sales? Visit us at independentwrestlingapparel.com or email us at indiewrestlingapparel@gmail.com and find out how you can get sponsored today. Are you a fan looking to get a shirt from your favorite independent wrestler? Visit our website at www.independentwrestlingapparel.com today and purchase your shirt of your favorite independent wrestler.
Friday, December 4th, ACW returns to Oshkosh. Come see former WWE Tag Team Champion Kurt Hawkins. Also in action, ECW legend Tommy Dreamer in an Extreme Rules match. Tickets start at just $20. Available at House of Heroes in Oshkosh. Visit ACW Wisconsin on Facebook for more details.
This is the Monster of the Midwest, Sadist. There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like Grapple Talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's Spotlight in the Squared Circle.
This week at the Spotlight Squared Circle, we're sitting down with Dylan Postal once again. We're also joined by Josh Weimer. We're talking about ACW coming up on December 4th, the second-year anniversary. Guys, thanks you for joining us this week.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having us on, man. So, I'm begging you to get my last name right. It's there's no A at the end. It's Postal.
Oh.
Not Postal.
Postal? Postal worker?
Are you going postal
I'm calling the last name wrong?
I hate it. Yeah, exactly. It's something I've heard since I was a child.
So Dylan Postal and Josh Weimer, sorry for the mistake, but we got it. We eventually got it. So Dylan Postal, Josh Weimer, 2 years at ACW. So what's going on to build up to December 4th in your guys' heads right now about the second year anniversary? Like what's the excitement level at this point?
To me, it's something that, again, him and I got bored when I was off the road about 2 years ago now, and I said, hey, let's run a show. And he goes, yeah? And I go, yeah, let's do it. And he goes, okay. And something that probably should have lasted, you know, 3-4 shows maybe, we're at 10, and it's crazy to me because going back in time, I don't know what year it was, I want to say 2008, maybe 2009 or 10. We ran ACW out of De Pere, and we did horrible business. We did awesome business, but I made really bad business choices. So that's something that we always had in the back of our minds. Like, we really need to take this more seriously and more as a business than having fun. And we have incredible fun with this. Don't get me wrong. The way we run it now compared to the way we ran it, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, is completely different, and it really shows with the product too, I feel. So it's cool for me to see, you know, 2 years now, which, like I said, should have been 6 months. I don't know about him.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it goes back to the way we learned our lesson running it the improper way. And we kind of took different paths with it now. Like, he takes care of the wrestling stuff. I do a lot of the logistics, business, all that kind of stuff. So he gets to focus on what he's good at. I get to focus on what I'm good at. And then we have all those other people helping us out. You know, Kaluchi's helping with all the wrestling stuff. And, you know, you throw Gust and, you know, Gambino and all those guys that are all helping out throwing their ideas in there, managing that stuff. And I have my own people that are helping me out, you know, as it comes on to my fiance and my parents and her parents that are helping us out with the door. Like, everything all just kind of works, and we all know our roles, and I think that's kind of what helps us get onto the role of success that we are. Like, it blows my mind thinking where we started and where we are now.
Well, guys, when you're talking about the two-year anniversary, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, Dylan, but the idea that you've been able to be around for as long as you have, a lot of, you know, companies can't really say that. I guess from coming from both of you guys, you know, just what does it mean, I guess, to know that you grew this product, especially in Oshkosh, of all places?
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
That's where you're from. I mean, it's from your hometown.
We're not... This isn't Stephen's Point in, you know, the armpit of Wisconsin here. This is God's country, Oshkosh, Daddy.
Well, they say that about every town in Wisconsin, though. That's the funny thing. So,
no, man, it really, like, I say to him, because, you know, we have a couple other spot shows on the horizon coming up in different areas, and I just say to him, I said, for the last 2 years, we've had opportunities to go other places and do shows, but to keep it local, it really means a lot to us. We're not going to go outside of the Fox Valley because it's not our territory. We have our target fans that keep getting bigger, and it's just becoming, we say it all the time, but it is such a revolution and like a movement in town. You see posters everywhere. And I'm getting recognized not only for WWE stuff, but also for ACW stuff, and the people are talking to me about, you know, about the next show, and that means the most to me. That's what really hits home for me, is when I'm out and about and people, oh, when's your next show coming up? And I tell them, it's awesome. That's really cool to me to have it in our hometown, where we grew up, where this all started for myself. And now he gets to, like, really see the passion in these Oshkosh. You know, Oshkosh is such a wrestling city, like we've said. And no one knew it, but now we're showing everyone. Yeah, I mean, you saw the word right out of my mouth. It's a wrestling city. This place, they had a little bit of a taste of it with that guy who ran a couple of shows before we kind of took over. And kind of saw what was going on, but he didn't run well either. And he made some really stupid business decisions, and out he goes. That's when Dylan was like, hey, let's run. This city wanted wrestling, and we look at some of the fans. We have a lot of the same repeat fans that are coming every single show. The same people that are coming up, we announce the next show, and they're there buying tickets. You know, there's us 3, 4, or 5 people that they walk right up when we announce it, and they'll be, it's like 2 first-run tickets. Like, to me, that's really cool. They want to see wrestling. They can't wait to see our next, what we can do next. So they've been there since the beginning, and I don't see them going anywhere. They're so excited to have wrestling in Oshkosh. So now we're kind of getting a little bit more well-known. The radio ads start coming up next week, and the commercials are already running. So, like, it's getting out there. People are going into House of Heroes. House of Heroes is getting business because of what we've been able to do in Oshkosh. That makes me happy to see another small business succeed.
Well, it's good to see this grassroots revolution you guys have really put together with ACW really bear fruit. It's always kind of interesting because, you know, we go to a lot of different promotions, and a lot of people have their eyes in the stars, you know, thinking like, oh, man, I could be the next Vince McMahon. But you guys are so concerned about making sure the fans in Oshkosh are having the time in their lives.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a great plus for you guys.
You saying that means a lot to actually both of us. I know that. But that's just it. I will go on record and say we're friends with everyone on our roster. Everyone on our roster is friends with us. And whether that's a good thing, whether that's a bad thing, we take a lot of flack for it because, oh, is this booking his friends and then look who's on top and this and the other thing. Well, that's true. But also, look who lives around here. Look who's going to be really pushing tickets around here. Why wouldn't we use that to our advantage? We do have a lot of hopes for 2016. And we are going to make a lot of things happen in town. I know it. And I have a lot of goals for this coming year. I always do 3 goals for the next, you know, for the next year. And I told him to Weimer a few months ago. And he goes, all right, well, that's going to be a challenge, but I'm sure we'll make it happen. And it's also, you can't lose sight of, you are just
an independent company. You can't take yourself as more than that, because the minute you try to, is the minute you are really, you're, like you said, your head's in the stars, or your head's in the clouds, whatever, and you don't realize that you're not on television. You're not anywhere above any other independent promotion, except you're drawing better. And that draw can stop instantly if you have a bad show.
Yeah, I mean, Joe and I make a very, like, it's one of our favorite things of running a show, is we do our little meeting with everybody upstairs, and then he and I walk downstairs, and we will shake everybody's hand that walks in the door. So my favorite thing is to see everybody so excited to come in and just say hi, and, you know, oh my God, I'm so excited to see this show. I can't wait to see, you know, this match. It's going to be nuts in there. It's going to be so loud. You know, and these people are so excited, and that excitement brings our excitement up. Like, that's what makes me want to run another show. That week leading up to the show, God, do I dread it. This next week. And all the Facebook messages coming and the phone calls and the texts and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. It's so stressful when you're dealing with, you know, looking at 455 people trying to fit into this place. Seeing the gratification, having a gratification when people walk into that door with smiles on their faces, willing to spend their money to see what we're like willing to put on. It's so cool. Such a cool experience.
I want to go.
You guys have been at enough shows where it is very gratifying to all these promoters. But also, I feel, and I'll go on record and say, our shows are very personable compared to some. Mm-hmm. Some in the area are just wrestling shows. I really feel like we are very personable with all of our fans, and maybe it is because we know a lot of them. But it's something that him and I have always strived to do with our shows.
Absolutely, and I want to go back to actually the last show where Dylan, what you answered at the start of the podcast, you had said at the pre-show meeting, you were saying that, you know, this was a show that that was originally destined to only run about 3 or 4 shows, not 10 shows.
Yeah.
So, what for you? What was essentially that pivotal moment at ACW number 3 or number 4 where you said, you know, why we should maybe do a few more than just kind of run the course here? Like, what changed for you to essentially say, okay, we're actually going to take this ball and run with it?
I think for me, I have two answers. For me, number one showed that we could do it. It showed that we could do it again and be successful at it. And then, I hate blowing smoke up his butt, but when I was overseas for number 5, our biggest show to date, and it's our first anniversary show, and I'm overseas, so I have nothing to do with it. And it's at our new venue, which we've never ran, but it's huge, at our current one, the Masonic Center, and it goes off with, you know, 375, 400 people without a hitch. And we have an Ironman match and a ladder match. It's awesome. That's what I said to myself while overseas, I said, we're doing something right. And this needs to continue. So, yeah, I don't know. What about you? When did it hit you? That's actually an interesting question to me.
It's kind of neat. For me, it was when we went through venue after venue and then we found the Elks Club. And we ran, 3 shows at the Elks Club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we kind of looked at each other and like, we can't fit any more people here. Like, literally, there's standing room only. We have every chair that we can find out, and we can't fit any more people. There's that many people that want to come to our product. We got to find someplace bigger.
Our last dinner, I think it was three people left because there wasn't enough room. We didn't kick it up. I didn't. We didn't say that we were, you know, at capacity. But 3 people said, "Oh man, we're gonna," but they got tickets for the next one right away, and it was good. I mean, I never want to turn people away, but also it is quite kind of gratifying to do so.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done something right if it comes to the point where this Masonic Center, you know, they can hold 700 people. If we get to that point where we have to say, we're at that limit, we can't have you here, then I don't know what the hell we're gonna do. But I think we've done something
yeah,
right to the point where if we're turning away, you know, 700 people, like, I don't know. I'm stumped, but that means we've done something.
There's only so many venues in little Oshkosh that can hold us, and I think we're just about at our limit.
That's something I want to ask you about as well. So, you know, you've outgrown the past couple of venues, you're starting to reach that limit here at the Masonic Center. So it's an interesting concept, because in a lot of places that run shows, they have to go to a different place because that place isn't drawing anywhere, and they have to kind of pick up and go to a new place. They kind of have a falling out with the owner, so then they kind of have to, they're kicked out. But you guys, like, you guys are moving venues because you have to. So that's got to be an interesting concept for you guys to essentially have a you know, it's a kind of a good problem to have, is that you guys are getting so big that you have to move to a different venue.
Man, I never thought about it. No, you're bringing up some good points that in 2 years I've never even thought of. That's an awesome point, actually.
Well, you should really just stop it right there, because his head is getting much bigger right now as you speak. So
we got our number one journalist over there. but no, it is a good problem. It you know, it sucks. It really does suck when the time comes where we're going to have to turn people away. I never want to do that. I never, ever want to do that. And I'll say the Masonic Center, man, there's not enough good things that we can say about them. They get paid so much money to hold weddings and stuff there. And they are letting us do it and letting us just run with it. And they've had so many of the Masons say, well, we should charge them. And the head guy there is saying, no, they bring us so much business, and it's good. It's good for the community. We're not charging them, and they went to bat for us, which is great. It's absolutely great. I will say, I'm a very big fan of PWG, out of California, and that would be like a dream of mine to have it so packed where it's unreal to see on camera and to be there in person, where it's just sweaty, even in the dead of winter in Wisconsin. It's so hot, and I have a feeling this is going to be the one. I truly feel this is going to be the show that we do it. And we'll see. We'll see how it works. But there's so much potential with this show. I said to him, I said, this is our breaking point. Either this is our step forward to start our next year, or this is where it's going to be a step back. And I don't think there's going to be any middle ground. I don't see people not coming out for the show whatsoever, because it is such an amazing show that we have lined up. But it's gonna be a stepping stone. I think this is gonna really rocket us into our third season. We run seasons. It's like television, guys. We don't need 2 years. Well, we don't do that's a, like, I never wanted. I always said to him, I said, hey, can we not name our shows? Let's be different. Let's not have a name for them. Let's just do numbers. And people are catching on. We had someone message us about DVDs. He wanted, and he did them by the number, not by the matches on there.
Oh, nice.
But by the shows. And it brings the show, like, together as a whole. It's not just putting one above the rest of them.
Yeah. And I think we're always going to try to have that December show be something special. I think an anniversary show is always so cool. But I don't think we're ever going to get to that level where it's like, this is the best show that we ever have besides this one. Clearly this one is, I mean, we're doing something totally different than we've ever done. We've never had a name. Mm-hmm. You know, and so to me, that shows that the fans are so into our product that they've asked us to move from one building to the other without ever having a name. It's all these local guys that are coming in, busting their butts for us. Why they do it, I don't really know. But for whatever reason, these guys work so much harder for ACW than I've seen at other places. It's not a knock on any other company. It's just, for whatever reason, these local guys that are coming in are working so hard that these fans want to come back. And those fans are bringing friends, and their friends are bringing friends, and all of a sudden we're moving from the Elks Club to the Masonic Center. And we're getting really close to selling that place out.
That's a crazy thing. You guys know, you guys are at enough shows. In 2 years, we have never brought in a name. Ever. Mm-hmm. Ever, ever. No one. And we're still drawing, like I said, ACW 5. Our one-year anniversary drew just under 400. That doesn't happen without a name. That doesn't happen sometimes with a name. It's so to be doing this. That shows what this coming show next Friday might do, and that makes me excited.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Your upcoming show, obviously, quite possibly could be the biggest ACW show that we've ever seen. You know, care to give us a rundown, guys? I guess what people can expect on December 4th.
On our part, stress. We're expecting a lot of stress on our end, but for fans-wise, it's going to be a night that, I say it a lot, and it's very cliche, a night that people won't forget. We have Tommy Dreamer,
the one of the biggest ECW, and I'll say this, the biggest ECW name of all time. Yeah, there's Sandman and Sabu, but the guy that was there through it all and always represented ECW was Tommy Dreamer, and still is Tommy Dreamer. A guy that became a friend of mine on the road. I called him my road dad, and I said the first name that came up when I said let's bring in a name, Weimer actually said let's bring in Dreamer because he knows how close him and I are. Him versus Chase McCoy, and you know we all know how Chase is, how quote unquote extreme he can get. So that's a heck of a main event. And then Brian Myers. I'll let Weimer take that one because he's a huge fan of his. I first met Brian Myers in Chicago. For whatever reason, he wasn't heading for the next show, and Dylan's like, hey, can you take this guy to the airport? I don't even know who Brian Myers is. So hooked up with him and drove him back, and all he did was talk the entire time. It was so cool. Needless to say, we ended up becoming somewhat decent friends and went down to his bachelor party in Chicago. Had a blast. We went to the Cubs-Mets game. Just a blast. Probably one of the most irresponsible drinking days of my life. good gravy. Those New York guys can go. Here I thought, you know, those Wisconsin guys are going to be able to drink them under the table. It wasn't the case. But he's one of the best wrestlers in this country. Hands down, I don't know why he got released, but he is so talented technically. His charisma is through the ceiling. And he's going to be facing Joey Avalon, who to me is the best in the state. His character, his in-ring abilities, his charisma, I think him and Avalon and Myers, they're just going to blow that place. They're going to blow it up. They're going to kill it there. I'm hoping the over-under is maybe 7 super kicks. From what I've heard, I've heard in the double digits.
Wow,
double digits maybe. Oh, yeah. I'm hearing double digits for the line right now.
For just one of them or combined?
I'm hoping each of them.
Oh,
that would be amazing. but no, and guys, like I, you know, Brian Myers came kind of out of left field for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But like Weimer said, you watch him on these PWG shows and these Creative Pros his shows and all these local these independent shows. He is a guy that came out of nowhere and is an instant star now on the indies. And you look at him and Trent, like Trent, who is doing amazing for himself, who really found his niche and is having so much fun outside of WWE, which, you know, some people do. Some people find more luck outside of WWE than they do in WWE. And for Myers, he's a best friend of mine. So I wanted to give him a shot. And I said, hey, you want to come in for a show? He goes, yeah. I said, all right. And this is something, you know, a peel back the curtain moment that we don't normally do. But I said, all right. I said, what's it going to cost me? He goes, Dylan, you're my best friend. I don't know what to charge you. And nothing. He literally said nothing. And I go, deal. Okay. he goes, that'd be like charging my dad or my brother to go and hang out with them. Yeah. That's what his viewing is. He goes, I'm flying into Oshkosh. You guys have flown out and hung out with us. I'm flying into Oshkosh. Hang out and get and wrestle. And the first guy I thought to face Hawkins was Avalon. Because I'm going to ask each of you your top three guys in the state at this moment.
Wow,
Avalon's there.
Avalon's definitely there. Yeah,
Sadist is another one.
Yep,
right up there too.
And then you know, there's a.
Yep.
It depends on who you ask for that third one. It depends what you're looking for. I mean,
overall, I would like to, you guys don't get asked questions a lot, so I'm opening up to you guys.
I put Winchester in that category too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same here.
I would say right. Winchester. I also really like Mario a lot too.
Oh yeah,
I love the bar man.
Yep.
That's our guy. That's honest to God. That's our guy. He has shown us how he can be a little. He can push the line a little bit, which I always look at Weimer.
I think he's got the line so wet that it's moved.
Oh my gosh!
So you use that word.
Yeah,
use that.
Yes, but I look at Weimer every time, and Weimer just looks, and he's laughing. I go, buddy, we can't do this. He goes, I can't help it. People, that's funny. He loves it, and I love it. But I can't help it.
That's funny.
I'm just thinking about, okay, we're trying to have this family show here, and Mario always comes back, oh, sorry if I went too far. I said, you always do. I said, but it's fine. I said, you're the only one that can do this. I said, I would, if it were anyone else, our friend Adam Grace, who's become my wrestling son, mm-hmm. dropped a MF bomb at a show a few couple shows ago.
I remember
ago,
that.
And I let him have it, and I went off on him. I wow. said, I shouldn't have you on shows. You dropped that. It's your hometown. You're a child. And he was really, really upset about it. It was, well, in the moment thing. We all do it. But it's there's no one else I would put Myers against but Joey Avalon. It's going to be a match that a lot of people are saying to me, what's your main event that night? And I got to do Dreamer because he's a legend, and it's an Extreme Rules match. But that match, Avalon and Hawkins, could be a main event in itself. Mm-hmm. And then we have, I'll just say, a lot of surprises. A lot of surprises are going to be happening that night. We're going to be keeping people on their toes, I would say, every match. We did it last show, where we had the Homeless Hardcore match, which everyone was kind of not, I mean, they were excited for it, but it was like, eh. And that match blew just about everything away on the rest of the show.
Yeah, I would argue that was match of the night. I mean,
yeah,
that was
Michael Wayne and Shulis really tore it down.
That was a great match.
It was one of those where I'm looking at me and Kaluch are in the balcony watching it, and I'm going, oh, my God. I said, I look at him, I said, hey, have fun following this. And he looks at me, and he just kind of shakes his head like, God, I hate these guys for actually killing themselves because I was wanted to do it. And he goes, now this makes me have to do more. So, but it's...
They busted their butts for that match.
Yeah.
That match blew me away.
I will say, like Weimer said, I don't, and like he said, we're not taking a dig at any companies. We never do. That is our whole mantra, is we're always putting ourselves above, but never taking shots at any other companies. That's just not what we do, and we never will. But I will say that people on our show, guys on our show, just seem to bust their asses more than any other shows, and it's incredible to me. And it might be that we're buddies with everyone and so like that. And it might be the atmosphere. And it might be the crowd. But it's something. And I'm not sure what it is. I haven't put my finger on it yet. But our shows are absolutely incredible. And this one is going to, it's going to blow people away with what we have planned.
Yeah, I think the only other match that everybody would know about would be the Scramble match for the trophy, which would be Stacey Shadows against Mario against Adam Grace. And the winner gets the... Crown Trophy, Memorial Trophy, that gives them a title shot anytime throughout the rest of the year. So
should be one hell of a match. I gotta ask you guys before we go. You know, I just have to know where it came from. One of the hottest things that you guys have in your company, and I don't know how you're gonna feel about me saying that.
Oh,
but
no.
Roadhouse wearing a dress. When he first came out, people love it. I loved it. I almost geeked out on commentary. I was like, this dude's wearing a dress.
Yeah.
But it's been so hot. People love it, and he rocks it. Where did that come from? How did you know
there
that?
There may have been some beers involved. There was definitely some beers or some clear stuff or some of the old blood in my backyard at around the fire pit.
Yeah.
And I said to James, who's a good friend of ours, I said, all right, what are we going to do with you? I said, you can't just be a hard ass because anyone could be a hard ass. I said, let's have some fun with this. He goes, what are you thinking? And Weimer and I think it was Weimer and I brought it, like, said something to one of us, brought it up to the other one, and it instantly, it was, yes, we're doing this. Whether he wants to or not, we're doing it. And we threw it at James, and he said, he looked at me. I remember him looking at me like, come on, man. Like, and he couldn't read me. He goes, I can never read you if you're serious with that. I said, no, I'm being legitimate. I said, let's do this. And he goes, I'm fully in. He goes, I love it. because what's better than this guy who's been a hard ass in every company? Every company, he's this big bruiser. But then you put him in a dress, and you could do that, and you know he could throw a fit on the show. And that. But how about what if he accepts it, and not only accepts it, but loves it? Now I said to him, I said, you are going to make so much money in tips and in pictures. We did the pictures the first night he did it. We did pictures in the ring. The guy made $80 in photos.
Wow.
I said, okay. I said, there goes your pay for the night. I don't even have to pay you. but no, it's something that I really, really enjoy. And we have a couple of our trainees
we have a couple really good ideas for them even that are hopefully going to happen within the next couple shows that are going to be entertaining. On every show, I've always had this thought, on every show, everyone should be different. And not just a different wrestler, you know, in what move you do, or just be a different character. Okay, if I go down to Milwaukee, I can see James in a biker vest and jeans. And then I go to another show in Milwaukee, and he's in a biker vest and jeans. And then I go to Green Bay, and he was in a biker vest and jeans. And then I go to Oshkosh, and he's in a dress? Now, what do you remember? Do you remember these other shows where he was in a biker vest and jeans, or the one where he was in a dress killing it? I remember the one he was in a dress.
And I was going to say, I think the best part about it, too, is that it's not just that you suggested that he wear a dress, and he kind of fought it a little bit and eventually warmed up to it. It was that he was, you know, in the idea 100% of the way. So I think as a result, because he was into it, that it added to it, because it was really that idea of like, okay, I love this idea. I'm going to be the best damn big guy in a dress as I can be, instead of just, I'm in a dress, whatever.
He his first show in the dress, he kissed Pornstache on the mouth. I said to him, I taught him how to do the gimmick kiss where you put your thumbs in the middle of each of them.
Yep.
And he goes, okay. And then I watch it back. There was no thumbs involved. He straight kissed the man on the lip.
Well, those two guys have a special bond, you know, so
they really do. Yeah, the best part about that was I said to him, I said, all right, hey, what about this idea where, you know, you kiss him? He goes, I love it. And I go, but I told Dave, and Dave goes, what does James think? And Pornstache goes, well, he loves it. He goes, he does? I go, that means you have to be in. Because he's the one looking, you know, a little hey.
Yeah.
I said, you have to do it now. He goes, well, I like it too. I was very surprised that he wanted to do it. But you realize in this business, the minute you take yourself too seriously, mm-hmm. as a promoter, as a company, as a wrestler, is the minute you're not going to go anywhere, because you don't want to move anywhere. You don't want to do anything different. You don't want to go that extra mile to maybe make more attention for yourself and for your company.
Well, guys, that's a great way to end this one, but we got to wrap things up. If people are still interested in getting tickets, how can they go about doing that?
They can go on our Facebook, facebook.com/ACW Wisconsin. What else can they do, Weimer? What else do we have coming up with the show?
We do have a meet and greet coming up. Mm-hmm. Starts at 5 o'clock at Host of Heroes in Oshkosh. It's $10. Get in. We're going to have some party subs, some sodas. You get your opportunity to get an autograph from Curt Hawkins, Brian Myers, and Tommy Dreamer, along with a photo opportunity. You can buy those tickets right at House of Heroes, or you can get a hold of us on Facebook, and we'll be able to work something out as well.
It's going to be a great show on December 4th, and we're looking forward to being part of it. 2-year anniversary, so.
And we're looking forward to seeing you guys again.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always a good time. It's always a good time.
And I will say this, guys. You guys, I say it to you a lot. I say it to Bob and Scott, DJ Bob and Scott a lot. I will fully say we could not do shows without you guys. You guys don't get nearly the credit that you deserve from anybody, promoters, wrestlers, especially wrestlers, because you guys are taping them. You guys are making them look good, and you guys are talking over their matches to make them sound good and really put the stories over. You guys single-handedly are the best around, and there isn't a lot of people around, but...
Well, guys, thanks. Wow. You guys are great. There's no one else around, but you guys are great.
I seriously mean that. I sincerely mean that. We could not. Weimer and I have talked many times. We could not do a show without you guys, for sure.
Oh, it's fun.
We will see you guys on the 4th. We'll see you guys on the 4th, and especially when 11 o'clock hits, hopefully a little before then, 11 o'clock hits, that last bell and the last match ends, and then we head to Slade's and do what we do best.
Sing Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, sing Backstreet Boys and have a lot of drinks at Slade's after the show.
Awesome. Well,
but thank you guys again for everything you do for us.
Definitely.
Thanks, guys.
So Josh Weimer and Dylan Postel got that right on the first try on the closeout. So
yeah, on the first try and the second try after the first try failed.
I got it right after a 30-minute time frame, so it retained. Does that make sense?
No.
It's like studying a new language. You picked up a new language in 30 minutes. You beat me to it.
See, wow. he see what I'm doing. So.
We might as well just change this to like Rosetta Stone talk, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Dylan and Josh from ACW, December 4th, get your tickets now. More Grapple Talk on the way. Stick around.
Friday, December 4th, ACW returns to the Oshkosh Masonic Center. ECW legend Tommy Dreamer and former WWE Tag Team Champion Kurt Hawkins will be in action. Special VIP meet and greet and House of Heroes in Oshkosh before the show. More info at Facebook.com/ACW Wisconsin.
This is Jordy Lee on Talk is Jericho. You're listening to Grapple Talk.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net. Gerwick.net. Pro wrestling since 1997.
Ryan Yanishadis here from the Ringside Report to remind you to watch the Ringside Report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. on YouTube. Brandon McGrath and I discuss WWE, TNA, and the local independent scene. Go to youtube.com/RB Enterprises. That is the Ringside Report, your front row seat to all things wrestling.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire.
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. We interview wrestlers, go back in time with this week in wrestling history, and we go, hey, whatever it happened to you? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
Hey, we're the Gus Meyer.
Execute for the 66.
Raging Nathan Gust.
A.C. Riley.
The true 2014 Rookie of the Year, Colin Brooks.
Buy our t-shirts or we'll punch you in the mouth.
You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Pro Wrestling Roundtable Slam. PWR Slam. Every Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio on the Evolution Radio Network, 9 Eastern, 8 Central Standard. PWR Slam, leading the pro wrestling radio revolution with a new evolution by bringing you the stars of yesterday, the stars of today, and the stars of tomorrow, and all the other news and happenings you need to know in the world of professional wrestling. Find us on Facebook, PW Roundtable, or on Twitter, PWR Slam. See you Wednesdays.
What's up, guys? This is professional wrestler Rennie D.
And this is Travis Dirty Mester.
We're the hosts of The Pencil, the professional wrestling podcast every Tuesday.
On iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, and Stitcher.
We bring you guests from the WWE, TNA, and all the major independent wrestling promotions around the world.
Follow us on Twitter at Pencil Podcast or on the World Wide Web, PencilPodcast.com.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS. Instagram at Indie Power Rankings. On Facebook, Facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Everybody loves Nathan Gust.
Keeping you up to date on Midwestern independent wrestling.
It sounds stupid coming out of my mouth.
Wow, it's always great sitting down with Dylan and Josh as they're getting ready for ACW number 10. It's the biggest show they're ever going to probably put on.
You know, really, when you listen to the end of that interview, and Dylan kind of mentioned you want to blow smoke, but just being, like, thankful to us. I mean, you couldn't ask for two nicer guys to run a show. I mean, he kind of said when you go to the show, I mean, you know, hugs all around. I mean, he'll sit there and talk with you a little bit, too, even though he's a really busy guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, just shows the amount of, I guess, you know, the amount of work that he puts into his product, but also the amount of work that he puts into making sure that all the guys that come to the shows, you know, feel, you know, like they're a part of something bigger. And that's what I think I really like about ACW, because you kind of feel like you're just this one big group that's making this one show work so well, opposed to maybe, you know, just being playing your role. It feels like you're all helping together.
Yeah, it feels like a really DIY cool punk scene. You know, everyone knows everyone. They're just excited to be at all the shows.
Yep.
They're having a blast. That crowd, that energy, that place just gets weirder and weirder. And, you know, you got to love it.
Yeah, definitely. I hate when that happens.
What?
Definitely.
Well, what am I supposed to add?
I don't know, man. Just be a creative.
Definitely.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Damn. All right.
All right.
Well, guys, before we go today, I do want to send out a congratulations to Roman Reigns. I know that we didn't talk about national stuff today, so I'm going to mention that right now. Obviously, hopefully, we're not spoiling anything. This would be a couple of days after it happened. Raw is already going to be happening tonight because we're actually recording early this week. Roman Reigns, your new WWE champion. I kind of forgot. Sheamus is your champ. But congrats on Roman Reigns for actually being a one-time champ. I mean, that actually happened for him.
Yeah.
I'm backtracking now because I probably sound like an idiot for saying that. But, yeah.
Kind of.
Congrats to Sheamus. Fella! I am the new champion here, fella. You want to fight me?
Yeah, that was a...
You're going to walk out of the station and get speared and then bro-kicked.
Probably.
They're
going to have telepathic hearing.
Sheamus,
like,
listen to this. Yeah.
It was an interesting pay-per-view. I mean, overall, it was good quality, solid matches. It lacked a lot of urgency and fire, I think. And that was a lot of people's complaints about it. I don't know. I had fun watching it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You watch it, Riley?
I did not watch it.
You were playing Fallout 4?
I was playing Fallout 4.
Did you create Hulk Hogan?
I did not create Hulk Hogan.
Brother. Why haven't you created me yet, brother? Dude, Jack, the world's ended, brother. I just dropped an atomic leg drop on the city of Boston, brother.
I didn't create Hulk Hogan. I just got too busy watching Hulk Hogan's ending on Botchamania.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yappa Pie. Number one. The Yappa Pie Stratmaster, Jimmy Hart, hand me another one.
I don't know many people that haven't seen that, but seriously, go to Botchamania's Facebook page and then just go on their videos and they just have that separated opposed to the entire episode. Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth a watch. It's only a minute, so you have the time. You have a minute.
What if you don't have a minute?
Then you gotta.
What if you only have 45 seconds left to live?
Wow.
Wow.
What do you do then? Do you skip through it or what do you do?
You just watch that. For the 45 seconds and just fight for the will to live for that last 15 seconds.
Wow. We just got deep. We got tape study this week?
Yeah, sure. Let's do Billy Graham against Dusty Rhodes, the bull rope match.
All right, nice.
It's a good one.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say the Yappa Pie Indian Death
You know, match. I thought about it, but I realized I've never actually seen that match. So before I actually recommend anyone watching that match, I should probably watch it at least once.
You've just seen the promo like 100,000 times?
Yes. I wonder what Flair's rebuttal promo was. Like, how crazy would that have been?
I have no idea.
Hogan! You're not going to strap me! Because I'm the nature boy! Woo!
I don't even know. I can't do it. I don't have the energy. I just don't have the sport.
Whips and chains are a fun night for the nature boy, but not with you, Hogan!
Wow.
Woo!
Yep, that got a little PG-13.
Yeah, maybe.
Just a little.
Woo!
Well, guys, that does it for this week on Grapple Talk. I got to get home. The New England Patriots are playing tonight. I got to get home and
I got to finish working
and cheer for my team. You got to work. Riley has Fallout 4 to play, so
I know. He's got a pretty busy social life now.
Yeah, he does. We will
social life.
We will sign off and we will catch
before,
you guys.
Before we sign off, I'm
one
sorry.
One time that I don't ask you a closing comment. Wow.
No. Like, well, think about it. So this is the Thanksgiving episode pretty much because it's coming out on Thanksgiving. So before we go around the tables at our family and friends table and do a what are you thankful for, guys, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm not starting.
I'm not. What about you? What are you thankful for?
You've not brought it up.
Okay, I'll start it off. I got two things to be thankful for with wrestling.
What, your PS4?
with wrestling. Hold on a second.
I'm thankful for Fallout 4. And
I said wrestling, not...
I'm thankful that wrestling gave me the opportunity to get a Fallout 4. And
no, he's so angry.
Can I go?
You see how hot he is when we're off?
Yeah.
All right, continue, though. This is serious. Mm-hmm. Serious stuff.
So I got two things to be thankful for when it comes to wrestling this year. Is that one, it's really been a complete change of pace from last year to this year. A couple weeks ago, I doubled the amount of bookings and shows that I've been to. So I'm really thankful for all the promoters that have given me the opportunity to work for them and have continued to allow me to work for them and everything I've been able to do with that. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun on the road for these shows over the years. So I'm thankful for that. The second thing I'm thankful for is the podcast, and it's starting to build some momentum. You know, we got the stuff with
finally.
We got the stuff with exactly. It's like Diesel. It takes a while, but you know, once it starts, it's hard to
the
stop.
Wrestler Diesel?
No. Like Diesel and like fuel, on a truck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like it's great to have a show that people are continuously invested in. Like, it's great that, you know, like with the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame, you know, we've had this opportunity to talk with all these legends, and we continue to have that opportunity, and it's been great to really see. It's to the point where we're not trying to find a guest. Usually we have too many guests to try to find time for. So I'm thankful for that as well. Now one of you has to start. I can't start and continue.
Well, first off, I'm going to say I'm thankful for following you on that one. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's been a great year for us. We've got to interview a lot of people that, you know, we have a lot of respect for, not just, you know, on the indie scene, but on the national scene, and definitely with the legends. To find out that, you know, like, I was at Ring of Honor, like, a couple weeks ago, and a couple fans were like, "You're on Grapple Talk, aren't you?" I'm like, "No." And they're like, "I recognize your voice. You're one of those Grapple Talk guys." And they actually listen to us, and they actually enjoy the show. That's a cool thing. People are actually enjoying what we're doing because we're passionate about what we're doing. Besides that, I'm thankful that wrestling, we haven't died on the road yet, which is a plus. Like, man, seriously, like, driving back from Milwaukee on Saturday morning. Not cool. This guy fell asleep, but, you know, not cool. What are you going to do? Other than that, man, I'm thankful we get another opportunity to do this again next week, you know, and I get to hang out with you two.
Yeah.
We're like family.
I'd follow both of you guys. I said it last year, and I think I'll just wrap things up by saying I'm just thankful for, you know, the guys and the wrestling that we have in Wisconsin and, you know, Minnesota, Iowa. I mean, everybody that's come on that supported us.
Illinois, Michigan. Woo.
Michigan, you know, everything like that. it's just really cool to be a part of something like this wrestling community. I think, you know, it's funny when you talk to some guys at shows and stuff, and they're like, "Oh, you're the Grapple Talk guys." You know, it's like it's kind of cool how we've made ourselves a little niche inside the wrestling community.
Yeah.
With, you know, only one goal, and that's promoting these guys and helping them get on the bigger stage. I know that's part of, you know, the whole point of Belt to Belt Productions, pretty much.
Yeah.
Aside from doing something that you love, I mean, it also helps, you know, kind of show these guys off and show what the area has to offer. Yeah, and that's kind of what the point of Grapple Talk is, and just happy to be a part of something cool like that and something that's attempting to, you know, make some of these guys' dreams come true. And I mean, like, we had Dylan on earlier today, and just talking about how, you know, the recognition and the idea that, you know, the TV product, the podcast, things like that, they realize the mission of that is to try to, you know, like I said, just show off what these guys have to offer. And I'm just glad, mm-hmm. I'm thankful that, you know, people see this as an opportunity for that, because that's all that we're trying to do. And when people recognize us for doing that, that means that we must be doing something right. So that's cool.
Cool. High five, guys.
All right. We were sitting close enough to easily have a real high five there,
but
we made the fake noise.
It's fine. Let's try real high fives now.
Hey,
there we go.
There's no noise, man, that one.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
But, all right.
Well, we have to put one in post.
Yeah, we'll have to do that, definitely. Well, that does it for this week on Grapple Talk. We have another. So now you can just pull from one of those. I got a loud clap. That does it for this week on Grapple Talk. So, we'll see you next week. Stay classy.
Don't be booty. There you go.
Stop it.
Thank you for tuning into Grapple Talk.
Bow, 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 bow.
Let me tell you something, Rager.
With Nick Ragner, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
Doors open at 6:15.
You're not good at reading behinds?
Shut up. Doors open at 6:15.
Doggy style joke.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.